سروتر گنا مہاس نے جوڑی بڑی بیاوان گاڑی اپنے جو Associated with the fire makes an object hot, even in the material sense. Therefore, association with the Supreme Lord or Godhead makes one qualified like the Lord. As we have discussed previously, one can achieve 78% of the God quality by the Lord's immediate association. So, follow the instruction of the Lord is to associate with the Lord. The Lord is not a material object whose presence one has to feel. For such association, the Lord is present everywhere at all and at all times. It is quite possible to have this association simply by following His instructions, because the Lord and His instructions and the Lord and His name, fame, attributes and the personality are all identical with Him. Being absolute knowledge, Maharaja Parikshit associated with the Lord even from the womb of his mother. Up to the last day of his valuable life. And thus he acquired all the essential good qualities of the Lord in all perfection. Sandhideva, an ancient king prior to the Mahabharata period, referred to by Narada Muni for instructing Sanjaya, as mentioned in Mahabharata, Purana Parva. He was a great king, liberal for hospitality and the distribution of foodstuffs. He would not preach from rightful chapter, charity and hospitality. He was blessed by the great Vasistha Muni for supplying him cold water and that he achieved the heavenly planet. He used to supply food, roots and leaves to the rishi, and thus he was blessed by them with the fulfillment of his wishes. Although the Kshatriya by birth, he never yet blessed in his life. He was especially hospitable to Vasistha Muni, and by his blessings only he attained the higher planetary residence. He is one of those pious kings whose names are remembered in the knowledge of the universe. Sayadi, the great emperor of the world and the original forefather of the all great nations of the world who belong to the Aryan and Indo-European stock. He is the son of Maharaja Narusha and became the emperor of the world due to his elder brother's becoming a great and liberated king in history. He ruled over the Lord for the world for 7,000 of years. And performed many sacrifices and pious activities recorded in the history. Although his early youth was very lustful and full of romantic stories, he fell in love with Devayani, the most beloved daughter of Sukracharya. Devayani wished to marry him, but at first he refused to accept her because of her being a daughter of Brahma. According to Shastra, a Brahma could marry a daughter of Brahma. They were very much cautious about Varna Sankara population in the world. Sukracharya amended this law permitted marriage and induced Emperor Ayali to accept Devayani. Devayani had a girlfriend named Sarmistha, who also fell in love with Emperor and thus meant to withdraw from Devayani. Sukracharya permitted Emperor Ayali to call Sarmistha in his bedroom, but Ayali could not quickly follow his instruction. He secretly married Sarmistha also on the department's prayer. When this was known by Devayani, he went to her father and lodged a complaint. there he was very much attached to Devayani. And when she went to his father-in-law's place to call her, Suprasena was angry with him and the custom was becoming important. Yadi begged his father-in-law to withdraw his trust, but the same asked Yadi to ask the usefulness from his son and let him become old as the condition of his becoming important. He had five sons, two from Devayani and the three from Sarvita. From five sons mainly Yadu, Survatu, Prithu, Anu and Puru. Five family dynasties, namely the Yadu dynasty, the Yavana Atropa dynasty, the Bolda dynasty, the Malaysia dynasty 3, and five the Gaurava dynasty, all emanated to spread all over the world. He reached the heavenly planet by Sitap in 5-5, but he fell down from there because of his self-advertisement and criticizing other great souls. After his fall, his daughter and grandson bestowed upon him their accumulated virtues, and by the help of his grandson, and the friend CD, he was again promoted to the heavenly kingdom, becoming one of the assembled members of the Yamaraja, with whom he stayed as a devotee. He performed more than 1,000 different sacrifices, gained charity very liberally, and was a very influential king. His majestic power was felt all over the world. His youngest son agreed to award him his usefulness when he was troubled with lustful disease, here for 1,000 years. Finally, he became successful for the worldly life and returned to the usefulness again to his son Puru. He wanted to hand down the kingdom to Puru, but his nobleman and his subjects did not agree. But in the extent to suggest the greatness of Puru, they agreed to accept Puru as a king. And thus, Emperor Yagi retired from family life and left to home for the father. Namo Vishnu Padmaya Krishna Kaya Bhagya Sumane Vastu Vedanta Swaminami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasadini Devi Chesa Sunyavani Paschasta Desadarini Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastavi Gauravakta Vanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama This is continuation about the quoting about the number of participants. And as earlier told, all these two qualities are there mentioned. Their first will be almost as good as of Sri Krishna. In what sense? By hidden writing or one meeting? The child will be almost as good as of Sri Krishna in what sense? By following his footsteps. This is very important. Not to have become as good as he. He will be as good as by following. Prabhupada is saying, in the material world, by cut off the things, whatever you associate will become. Even the material world, the fire, the iron is touched by fire, it's getting hot. Similarly, by following the footsteps of the Lord, he accepts all the qualities of the Lord. Let's say he is considered as good as Lord Krishna, not the other way. Secondly, devotees should not get confused with the Maya or the Sternet. It will become a... The child will be almost as good as Lord Krishna. You should not pass that only. By following his footsteps, that is very important. If he misses himself, it will become Maya or the statement. Because he is very powerful, in the sense, because he is associating with the Lord. The devotees of the Lord are very powerful. They are powerful than the Lord. That's why he's saying, no? And Suvasa was on the pier. And Krishna is saying, you have to go on the surrender to Ambarish Maharaja. Because Ambarish Maharaja, he doesn't want to release the power of the devotee. That's why devotees sometimes will become more powerful. And Yasodamani said, as a practical Lord, he is more powerful than the Lord. Just as you have to be able to tie the Lord. He spoke to tie the Lord. In that sense, one as devotee is as good as Lord, not in the other sense. It is like a own sanctioning of the Lord, the devotees give so much empowerment. And Hachita Maharaja, he is by following the Lord's footsteps, he is considered as good as Lord Sri Krishna. And the Lord Sri Krishna, we all know that he has a lot of good qualities and attributes. And the Prabhupada is mentioning in the previous samadhi, he has mentioned, one person is calling for therefore, accepting the Sri Krishna that God has made, one qualified like Lord, as we have discussed previously, one can achieve 78% of the godly qualities by the Lord's intimate association. 78%, I don't know, 78% means 64 is the perfect quality. And Vishnu has 68, 4 less. And Shiva 56, 55 or 56? 55. And Brahma? 50. And other, that means he is at a highly elevated soul. The highly elevated soul should turn in after 50. 50 is the convertible into percentage, how much it comes? 64, 50 by 64 is the percentage. It is 100, 5,000 by 64. Something. He is saying Brahma clever or something, I don't know, 78%. 78%? That means any condition soul can go up to Brahma level. That means it can achieve 50 qualities. Among the 64, one can go up to 50. That is the maximum a condition soul or Jiva can go up. Very special, Shiva and Vishnu. They are higher level. And Krishna 64, perfect. Krishna is supreme. And nobody can equal. Therefore, by associating with the Lord, we can develop all these qualities. 78 is very great. Normally, 50 qualities are conditioned souls. It is a very big boon for the conditioned souls to have the 50 qualities. That means it is a Brahma level. And the other level, he cannot imagine. And in that sense, he is as equal to Lord Krishna. Because he is almost close to each level. In the condition level, he is very closest to Krishna. In the quality, he is able to appear 50 qualities among the 64 qualities. And sometimes, as I very clearly mentioned, one should not confuse with the qualities. Nothing like Lord Krishna means, one should not think that everything is. He becomes like Krishna or other things. Similarly, when we are talking about Guru also, we tell he is equal to Guru. That is, we will have to consider him as a Lord. But certainly we know very well, he is a servant of the Lord and we are serving him. And Prabhupada dismissed the three sannyasis because they treated him as declared Prabhupada as God. They didn't want to, Prabhupada didn't want to be called as God, never. And in a sense, we are no longer the conditions should come. Hachita Maharaj is the very number one ardent devotee. And just to Prabhupada explain, a soul when it is closely associating the Lord, he will attain 78%. That is 50 qualities. Among the 64, he will reach 50 qualities. In that sense, he is very close to the Lord. And Hachita Maharaj, you are constantly remembering Lord and constantly associating the Lord. From birth to the death, it's a very fortunate. Who sends that fortune? From birth to down to death, all over the night, he was always remembering the Lord, and he was serving the Lord, and the last 7 days also in his final age, he was completely sitting and hearing the Bhagavan, and very fortunate he heard from very beautiful soul, Sukadeva Goswami, and as a result, he has acquired all the qualities where the soul can, conditioned soul or anything can reach the perfect state. That is why here it is mentioned, he is as like Lord Krishna. Sarvasat Guna Mahatmya. Glorified by all godly attributes. Except wisdom. Anuvada means by following these things, he is like Krishna having all the qualities that the qualities is perfectly having. And sometimes Prabhupada is mentioning, we devotees also to try to improve our qualities by associating with the Lord or Lord's devotees. And that is one of the great boons for devotees. And whatever we are associating, we are gaining. And by associating with the devotees, we are developing the good qualities. But sometimes when we associate with the devotees, we try to filter out the wrong things, we become non-devotees. Because devotees always, when your coarseness breeds contempt, Prabhupada tells in some purport, speaking to Lakshya, that the twin Sundi, sorry, sometimes, when you are in close association with the devotees, instead of taking the positive things of their good qualities and improve our character, sometimes we take the very negative things which will become our contaminators or conditioned state, and then we fall off or reduce our devotion. Otherwise, by associating with any devotee, one should be able to increase their karmic qualities or Krishna's level of qualities. Why we are looking even though we are associating with devotees? Because we are more giving importance to our conditioned state, where we are not really looking for good qualities, we are looking for bad qualities. And as a result, it happens that we are not getting the real good qualities. You know, we see practical, in practice, we are, even though we are associating with devotees, many times when the devotees in the soul circle, they get more negative feedback. Because the problem is, closeness breeds contempt. Proper terms is proverb also in the purport. Because sometimes when you are associating with devotees very closely, you lose respect. And you start finding the fault. Because when you see outsiders are better than many devotees are friends, see outsiders are better than these devotees. I tell such a statement, how they can be better than the devotees? Even Krishna never tells, Krishna, what is it mean? Sadhu Eva Manya. What does it mean? He is a sadhu. Even if he is full of heart, he is sadhu. Even Krishna didn't tell, but we are telling, he devotees are telling. Because why is telling found is in the right direction, one or other day it will be corrected. But the others are never in the right direction, there is never character. Because the devotee is someone who accepts the right direction, and we have to be encouraged to go in the right direction. That is where the devotees are looking for real improvement. The devotees when you are associating, you should always think, even Lord has claimed that because sadhu, even if you are doing faulty things, you will get corrected. It will all teach in right direction. Anybody can quote the slogan of that slogan? Bhavati Yasa. Huh? Abhikinda? Sadhu Deva? Even though he is doing wrong things, it puts it in the right direction. That's what I remember in the first. Translation is, you take the right path. Very soon you succumb to the right path. Therefore, devotee is pleased. Whatever the things you want to develop like Parthita Maharaja, we don't have the two things. One is, by associating with devotees, you can develop with all these qualities. Another is associating with the Lord. That's what Prabhupada is explaining. Associating with the Lord means, his name, form, everything is spiritual and by associating, one way you can develop. But even for getting the things, a Vaishnava mercy is needed. One cannot take the mercy of the Lord or association of the Lord directly. Certainly for taking the association or getting the glorifying or what is that? One has to appreciate Lord qualities, name, forms, everything. You cannot do it directly unless some Vaishnava's mercy is there. And they give you some mercy. You from that, out of that mercy, you will be able to glorify the Lord's name, form, and attributes, service, everything. For doing that, you need the mercy of the devotee. By mature devotee means to meet, approach them and find their good qualities. Don't try to find the wrong qualities. It's a very low level. Material nature, they look for wrong qualities. When you're spiritual level, when you're on a devotee level, you look for high qualities. That's why how to acquire these qualities, how Pandita Maharaj acquired the qualities. You see when Sogurya Maharaj, Sogurya Goswami came. Village children, they were throwing stones and all were considering some madman and beggar and all those things, and it was coming nude without dress. And Pandita Maharaja understood by his Sangha Lakshana that he is a very purified, advanced soul. He didn't look at his material look and he is in the highest seat, making the serum, and his body is sitting. Sattvuri Pandu Padayana, Parikvashya, Abhreshya, Janyam, Janina, Sattvudasra. Humble mood, he was asking all the questions. That's why he took Atto Krishna Sugadeva Goswami. He didn't take him very big, so he's a emperor. The emperor Pashti. He took Vajra Sugadeva Sugadeva. Why he took you such a respect? Kuchwanala took you appeared like that. He is the number one Vaishnava. Gave all the respect and enter and return without service. All of you in the initiation time, you might have returned the slogan. Sattvuri Pandu Padayana, but nobody applies it. At least in initiation question, everybody gets this thing. All the slogan are mentioned for approaching a goal. Isn't it? This slogan everybody will know, but nobody follows it. Only theory, not in practice. Paripratmiyana Sevaya. They are right now to be absorbed in a very humble mood. Then only they open the mind. If you go on a very top level, they don't open the mind. What is the need for them? They are only satisfied by their humble mood. You see the whole conversation. Somewhere that Saunagrishi is glorifying the Rishi, it's a very wonderful question. Sometimes Parchitumala glorifies Parchitumala. It's a very wonderful encouragement to tell. This is the way. One has to approach the other Vaishnava. What to talk about the appearing qualities, it comes automatically. Like a simple association, Prabhupada very clearly mentioned. By associating it comes. Association with the fire makes an object hot, even in the material sense. Therefore, associated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead makes the qualities like the Lord, qualified like the Lord. That means, somebody who wants to develop all the qualities, only directly approaching Lord, but it's not at all advised in any sastra. Only through the Vaishnava Sutta approach. God is happy when his servants are served. God is happy when he is directly served. Because if you don't respect his dear servant, and you directly approach him, Lord doesn't feel comfortable. And he is not happy. Therefore, makes the Vaishnava happy is a very important aspect of assuring all these qualities. Parchita Maharaja always never approached Krishna so much service, but he was serving only all Vaishnavas. And he had association by one seva, by hearing about Lord. On his final time, Lord was not present because he had already left the planet. But he heard everything from Sugadeva. Because he was hearing one Lord's name, story, and all incidents, everything, he was very interested in hearing. It doesn't mean that it comes from devotee, it purifies her, it gives her quality, what is mentioned here. We devotees, in the assembly of devotees, we have to be very, very careful. As I already mentioned, the association of devotees, one can elevate, one can fall down, both are possible. But offering with the bottom quickly, by following and using their things, you can advance faster also. It is like both options are given in the association of devotees. And sometimes we do it in the material sense, both ways, it's only material often. It will not, material things will go with the material of nature. But in a devotee assembly, when you are appointing, the devotee is material, spiritual law is working, and it fills the devotion. This is the essence of all life. Devotion is the essence of one's life. If devotion is missing, what is wrong? What is he cannot get any benefit out of the association. Therefore, in the assembly of devotees, one should be very, very careful not to offend anything. I think we have only mentioned one incident. One senior devotee was in the Sangamadam taking. I took Naji to another meeting and I got to the Bombay meeting, and we had in Naji meeting, one senior devotee. We all were asked by the two after the Udu temple, after Bhavana class, morning Bhavana class, everybody standing in the shoe takes Pranam with them. And some devotees, somewhere, Kapil Kamanda, somebody called some priest of Anandu Mahal, please come try and check the Pranam with them. And generally for senior devotees, they call like that. But this devotee is a proper, Kapil Kamanda, senior devotee. And he denied, you know, I don't want to affect all the devotees who are standing on the line. And he was very strong in that thing. But again he was forced, please come, you have to go for meeting and all those things. Then what he did is, I saw practically, everybody left, he did like this and like this. The two hundred took in the Sanana. Because one is very sensitive for affecting the feeling of the devotee also. That's the level one has to adopt. Maybe the devotee may have some other problems, but you pick up his nice quality. Because if somebody is feeling offended, or is, you would imagine, you know, frustrating matter from God, with all these devotees are bypassing and going and taking all these things to smile, some offenses come. We need not to tell, the devotion falls, it falls down. And he is very careful, he was practically doing everybody. Some 50 people were standing, they were doing and they were taking the sarnamalam. That's the way a devotee has to learn from other devotees' qualities. Also, one has to adapt also. How other Vaishnavas should not be offended. Vaishnava means, the declaration is one who is called Krishna is a Vaishnava. Who has faith on Krishna is a Vaishnava. Maybe level may be different. Don't tell only initiated 16 round chanting or full time devotee to Pitika, all those things only are Vaishnava. Anybody who is having faith on Krishna is a Vaishnava. And one has to make very careful in the assembly of Vaishnavas to develop good qualities. He has to avoid all the ill feeling, bad feeling or even mental level offenses also. Because that will kill our devotion. Even the coming association is quite getting mental off nature, it goes up. But it preserves things. It's very, very carefully we have to take. And because that way you can develop the good qualities, not because any other way. You have to learn. Now the devotees are not learning from other Vaishnavas. They learn all negative things. He is doing this, he is doing food in outside. One night they drink Coca-Cola outside or this. But the devotee ate that food outside, that water, why not? That's comparison. Not the positive comparison. Only the negative comparison. And he is shouting at me, he is calling me, why not they shout at the thing? And all this, it is a comparison because of that. They are unable to develop all these qualities. Any devotee can come to the highest level of 15, 20%, 50 qualities he can develop. That way, he will be peaceful. That's one of the good qualities how to develop. Why devotees, even though they are not missing, they are missing is, at least if you cannot develop something better, but at least you don't spoil what is existing. Like in the business, you keep at least whatever is left over, even if you increase the business, don't increase the business. But at least don't lose what you are having. And like Prabhupada told, you know, whatever I got given you, please maintain it. At least maintain it. Prabhupada told, whatever I got given, please maintain it. But don't same way. Even if you don't expand big way, whatever I got given, please maintain it. Similarly, the word is when you are approaching things, at least we should maintain the minimal qualities of devotion, what we are having, acquiring and keep it. It should be in a increasing direction, not decreasing direction. And we have to do analysis, self-analysis. Why I am getting frustrated when I became a sinful devotee, I was standing nicely, I was very happy, and now why I got into all the politics and all those things, hearing this and all, struggle for what is happening, this and the devotee is bad, the devotee is bad. Why I loaded with all the minds, why I didn't see all the good qualities of many devotees here, and how many devotees are serving, what are the good points, why I missed, why I have developed the negative qualities, why I concentrate on the negative side of the devotees, why I didn't concentrate on the positive side of the devotees, why I spoil my life, I got frustrated with all outside life, with all this type of nonsense, and came here and here also I'm using the same potency to all the things in a big way, because this can everything to be done in a big way. Therefore, this also they are doing a big, blowing bomb and all those things. fighting, struggling and all those things. What is God? What for ultimately came here? What for he came to this earth? What for came? What proper task? Where did he teach all these things here? Like how it came, all this is come better. Why is there having so much trouble? 22 people get so much conflict, how it is arriving. Where is the source of the trouble? Why not you analyze all other intelligent people? Why don't you sit and put all the questions and find the answer? And get the easy way to solve the problem. It's a very simple. Psychologist is very simple. Why is it getting complicated? Because there's so much this type of problem. Because the past is over. That's the root cause of everything. And we are having affected by this thing. Why politicians, why we are not very really they are very systematic. But in our understood me. Everybody tells word by word, Paka, but they don't understand what it means, where we are humble enough to understand all these Srinath of the Sumitana. We get so angry. Sometimes we could think in it, but I told Anand Sir, I don't know whether they won Maharaj. Some devotee from Hare Krishna event I told here. And he was picked up from IIT. And he said, no, Brahmachari, full-time Brahmachari, he was visiting another temple. Church of Maharaj is very simple. And nobody has noticed, generally, not looking like very sophisticated Maharaj or other things. Very, very simple looking and all those things. His devotee saw him first time, he saw him as a new devotee. And he started preaching to him. So Prabhupada is that well. Very senior sannyasi, and he is looking very simple there, and started preaching and all those things. And actually, after some time, some devotees said, what is he doing? He called me surprised, what you are doing? He is a senior sannyasi, you are preaching to him. And he felt very bad. And he went to the Krishna Maharaj, Sadhu Maharaj, I do not know. Then he told Maharaj, see the simplicity of that Maharaj. Maharaj told, what he told all are correct. He didn't get offended or anything. He told, what he told everything is like correct only. Because he told preaching, patta preaching. Very nice, but he didn't feel offended. How many of us have had such a sunnah condition in our tolerance? Before he taught what animal temple to being a devotee for 6 years, what the devotee has initiated in for 15 years back, and what you are preaching, you are a new compass. Before he starts, we all fire out to your master. But this is an example I talk about tolerance, how you might not to develop the quality. Even in the question, after all the things happened, he told what was he told is correct. He didn't say any negative words. And sometimes devotees have to learn such things, how to become tolerant. And how really wants to come out of this party only can tolerate. Otherwise, I still saw devotees. Why here the fight is coming? I'm 10 years old devotee, I'm 5 years old devotee, I'm 25 years old devotee, I'm senior, you're junior, I have done this service, you never did any service. And I'm coming daily, you are not coming daily, I'm getting Mangalapi daily, you are getting with the letter. And so many such contradictions and conflicts and all of this. Okay, he is trying to come up, why don't he help him? And yes, he is not doing maybe perfectly, why don't he help him instead of commenting on him? One where the mind has the right to criticize, this is the problem. You are commenting on somebody, you should help him. Then you are commenting on me, even material people have created such a problem. One who has the mind to help has the right to criticize. You criticize somebody, so no problem, but help him. You are setting up not properly, you are not doing this thing wrong, but you tell him, suppose I help you this way, I'll call you daily morning, you can do this way. Help him, help him, help him. That's the one of the ways. It's not all things can be improved, don't try to find one fault on them. That's why we see many devotees complain, complain, complain. Nobody talks about good quality. That's why we are not appearing good qualities, because we are always appearing, telling about bad things, therefore we are appearing bad qualities. Then how will you get 50%, 50% qualities, how will you appear? You cover whichever is not in this audience, 50%. Therefore we have always problem in a devotional study. Make life simple, find the positive qualities, everybody is trying to come up. They are all beginning us, and why we go to find all the problems which are the things? Are you free from all the problems? before complaining others. They are having thousands of problems. Who is going to correct us? Therefore, we have to see the whole process is devotees have to improve their quality by looking the positive aspect of all the people, not the negative aspect of the people. Even that intelligent people take instruction from everybody. I think we also found out that who is the Samaji Brahmana, he took 24 Ugam Guru. How many Brahmana, you know? How many Brahmana took 24 Ugam Guru? He learned from even the other animals and his birds. He saw from Swami, they are selling everything. And one day somebody is clipping all the honey and gold. And he learned from that bird, that honey, Sarki, that one should not necessarily keep the material things together. He took lessons from that. And we also see the bird, one bird is taking some fat, some eatables, and it is flying. And all the birds are following it. And the whole birds are, these six in the tree, they are all covering and making trouble. And it goes down to small sticks, every bird goes in the trouble. In the whole chaos, in the trouble, the bird got tiny and they dropped the food. And every bird jumped that food and this bird was sitting peaceful and seeing what is happening. We learned from that, if you have some material attachment, because of that you are having so many clothes of suffering and you drop that material attachment, you are so free in all these things. And similarly, one girl is in the house and suddenly some people come to see that girl for that match and no parents, nothing is there and this girl is alone and but there is no right to make or other things, it's just a girl outside. And those days they will remove the skin from the eyes. You are doing the thing, but it is put lot of, what is the ring, bangles. And they are making noise. Because it's not decent that they should know that it is making normally all these things. Then remove one by one, and it's still making some. Finally, two of them also, they are making noise. Then you remove the one is not making noise. Then we learned that the Ubaguru is taking the girl as one of the Ubaguru. Like that, sometimes in the non-association of devotee, always problem comes. Better when we totally alone, in the case of non-association of, we don't have devotees to associate. And this is one Ubaguru, like the 24 Ubagurus. We take it from every small thing to learn. This is a good Vaishnava quality. We didn't take the birds are bad and the girls are bad and nothing like that. And he learned the lesson. Why when Pauli Brahmana, he took lessons from all his Ubagurus and developed the quality, why not he get qualities from Vaishnava? And he took the qualities from can appear. Why you are not unable to appear? Because you are not in the right direction. And you are not taking the positive aspects of the devotee, you are taking the negative aspects. Because you can't then grow like anything if you are taking the past aspect. Now, Prabhupada very clearly told, it cannot be spoiled by outside, only from inside. That also is mentioned. Because the devotee quarrel and spoil the thing. Nobody from outside can do anything in Islam. Because quality is strong, people is strong, Krishna is messy, who can disturb us? Only devotees can disturb us. Therefore, let us be very careful to acquire all these qualities and all those things. It's a very much, the senior devotees are wasting lot of energy in starting out this problem. Not in Krishna consciousness. Where we are talking Krishna Kada? We never talk Krishna Kada. We talk only this material Kada, how to sort out and all these things and all those things. Why it's coming? Because we are working on material platform. Even though we can in devotees, still we are not working on but it is a spiritual platform, or Krishna conscious platform. Still most of our activities are in the material platform. Let us be careful in future, at least to continue all our activities be in a higher level, all our associations will be in a positive direction. And Vaishnava should never find fault, he finds always good qualities. And always he takes the positive side of the thing. And that way you can develop all the good qualities. That way Pachyutu Maharaj was completely fallen. You remember he was so merciful even when the Kali was assisting him, he gave him grace. I am also your physician. in some place, in some place to give. And when three cutting, if you remember, you can initially punish it. But he didn't punish, he took his last arrangement. He accepted his cut. Always you have a last arrangement where he can have changed all these things. He accepted. And that is one of the qualities he one of the other things is that anything good or bad comes, he only takes us the blessings of the Lord. In our cause it's karta radati. One they were asking why such is also blessing. He devotee takes us a blessing. And therefore sometimes the devotee when good thing comes really we are today. When bad thing comes God give it. Krishna give it. I pray so much Krishna why he is seeing all bad things. And good things come to his mind, 1 lakh rupees is my money you are telling. Are you telling Krishna's money? That is my money. But when he is taking 1 lakh rupees, why Krishna is testing me by taking 1 lakh rupees? Your money you are sure that. Krishna. You never consider me Krishna's money when it came. You consider it your money. Now when it's going money, you are talking, why you are talking Krishna? That's not trouble. Therefore, main the quality development is depends on the art, material quality development, all the things are missing. Or to talk about spiritual qualities. Spiritual qualities very highly resulted in the devotee's nature. And the spiritual qualities listed out in the nectar of the devotee's nature, no? At least in Salvation, and that's our devotee. Therefore, we can go detail all the spiritual qualities. And one devotee can always appear all these things. And the Randi Deva also specially next to mention and the Ayadi. Kandideva is very special. Bhavaram was mentioning, you know, even the fasting of 1 month or something. His fasting after that, it's about to take food. So many people are coming. He is gone giving the food. Finally, he didn't take any food at all. That's why magnanimity. Magnanimity means in the greatness of charity. Kandideva is compared to Pachita Maharaja. Because he is pre-Mahabhada age. That's why Mahabhada is a big story about Kandideva properly reported. And Randi Deva is very charitable. Bhavaram also gives some portion of Randi Deva, where he is very magnanimous after a good. So 24 days of some long fasting, he was about to take food. Continuously they are coming and asking his charity is weakest. And that is the level of quality one has today. Actually this program of different qualities in every individual is mentioned for comparing to Pachita Maharaja. And the Jayadi is for considered religious principle. Religious principle is karma, artha, kama, moksha. It's artha. Karma, artha, kama. These are religious principles. Because not on a devotional sarma. Even in this, Pachita Maharaja is coming to Ayari. Because he did a good day as a householder and proper name, owning the country, and all those things he did. Ayari was a forefather for Pachita. He is in the Ayari Paramara only. Yadu. Ayari Sun is Yadu. Yadu Paramara only is Krishna's offering. And he said, Pachita also appearing. Therefore, whatever be the case, Ayadi is referred for the whatever these religious ashram, like religion. And in religion means like Maharaja Ayadi. Means religion means Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. These are the religious principles for medieval people. And Ayadi was perfect man, and he was living perfectly, and he was the whole story you might imagine and married a Devayani and Sarmista involved with that and grasped by Sugar Sukracharya and all the 5 sons, 4 sons they denied because they thought we have to finish our younger days with all his repairs and we have to go for a spiritual practice. We cannot postpone it. Guru, last son only accept that take the world age of Yadi and Yadi enjoyed after 1,000 years again he found that the desires are unfulfilled, then again he took the task of the body that give back all the youth back to Puro and making the tea. And Devayani and Ayadi both were sitting together and discussing their own life as a goat life. They tell male goat, female goat, and they tell they fall in the heat, another comes and help. Their own story they tell and they enjoyed very nicely. But the end is getting perfection, satisfaction. Same condition is ours. Therefore, they finally decided both of them took one of the stuff and went and they both went back to the garden. This is the Ayadi story. It is the way Maharaja Pachita was perfectly following to material religious people and foreign yari. And as a reason, yari was Bhaktivasi even in Venkatesh to Kannan day, he was continuously ruling the country in perfect. And even Sari could not act in his country because his ruling was so perfect. That's why even the Bhaktivasi Maharaja gave four places for him. He told, I cannot do anything if these four are not existing. Because in Pachita Maharaja place, nothing in all these four violations are not happening. Then where will I have place? If there are violations only, I can have place. There is no violation, where will I have place? Then Pachita Maharaja was fully retained the gold. That's the fifth place he is giving. That's why even the most powerful, everybody was ruling the country perfectly. And that way, following the religious principle, he was perfectly like a yogi. This is one of the Pachit qualities was very much greatly emphasized, so that we also should learn how our devotees are living, how our bhavan is not a story, somebody tells the story, it's happened. They are the incident, they are the history, and it is not only story to hear and go, they are the incidents and instructions to follow. Otherwise, Prabhupada did not waste time of writing so big, translation. He is not interested in the simple story. He wanted this Bhavan is full of instructions. Otherwise, we don't want why should we waste time to read such a story, why should we waste time here? They are learning, trying to learn instructions. And Pachita, how he was faring better in the quality, compared to different things and other receipts and other things. And the instruction is given such that we are also supposed to follow all the qualities and what the senior devotee says. Senior devotee, what they are doing, senior vaishnavas, what they are doing, they are nothing further. Therefore, when by reading all this history, all these things, we are supposed to develop the quality of vaishnavas and how a perfect vaishnava was there, how he goes to develop efficiently. He can develop, it is well and good. He may not develop 100%, but he develop whatever best he can do. Like Prabhupada, that is history, you know, I think incident. In some factory or some city, that they used to have that person with 20 steps or something, 10 or 15 steps. Prabhupada, he used to climb on stage and to give the lecture. That lecture was very short, and everybody was very, very... Prabhupada was insisting 100% used to be Krishna consciousness. And he didn't give any small gap also to accept. And the lecture was so strong, at the end of the lectures, no devotee said was up. Everybody was down. And the Prabhupada was saying that, okay, yes, 80% okay. Prabhupada told, you power 80%, you can go back to Gaudiya. Not necessarily 100%, you try your 80%. Then still nobody gets to try it. And because lecture is very strong and they are not following properly, they know their weakness, the devotee, they should know their weakness, that's the first part. And if they don't know their weakness, they are sitting. Then situation is zero. If they are sitting themselves and they are sitting everybody. They should know their weakness and try to improve it. And 80% of them are sinners. Prabhupada got up and things come down to them. Only 70% okay. Still you can go back to God and you follow. Still nobody's happy, nobody, all are there. Faith is very dull. Then Prabhupada put the color on the thing and walked up. Okay, 50% okay. Means it is tomorrow, so merciful. That means, he attempt for 100, he will end up in 50. If he attempt for 50, he will get up for 5. That's right. Our attempt should be for 100%. Then we will end up in 50% or 90. Because we don't know how many nonsense what we are doing. Therefore, you tell 100% you are doing perfectly, it means 50%. Because so many offenses what we are doing, we don't know. Therefore, always target for 100% perfect your knowledge. And that means you will end up in 50%. You don't tell I am following 50%, then you have got 5% only. Therefore, Prabhupada is so merciful, he made 64 rounds to 16 rounds. And this 100% to 50%, because he is taking all of our burden, that means he is helping us. Because of that only we are surviving in the Krishna consciousness. That is what is a woman's sense. We don't know any woman's sense. Our Paramara Mercy we are surviving. And Paramara Vaishnava's mercy we are surviving. Anybody thinks I am my own self, I am standing there, Mayavadi. That is the question of your own self. You don't know anything. and it comes first for all the qualities of Parampara. Therefore, we have to be very careful in Vaishnava things how we are attaining quality. And we attain right quality, right mode, right to peaceful. This one is more happy. Prabhupada does in some sort of quality of support, I think some sort of. This is Krishna is very simple, come and enjoy nice prasadam, sudden kirtan, dance and go. What is that in the complication? Where is the complication arises? But it's not so, complication arises. Why is the problem? Why you are not taking all Vaishnava bodies? You are not following. You are not adopting. You are not looking for positive side. Please, when you go through all this particular the characters and qualities, let us be very serious about following it also. Following is a very important aspect of instruction. If you don't follow it, the instruction on the base. Many things the instruction are for me, others. Many things is here, no? I am all right, only the instruction are for others. There is never clear that instruction is for me. So therefore, it's a very question of how one has to develop all the nice qualities, like Pattitu Maharaja. That comparison is given, and let us see, try in the Vaishnava community, because we have today a lot in Krishna service, and we have a long way to go, and the whole population when we consider we are negligible. We are negligible, nearly 1,000, 2,000. What is Bangalore population? 1 crore. What is 2,000 in 1 crore? You cannot even call it not not one or something like this. But we also could not establish how we can expand it. How we expand in the sense of how we can give the mercy to others. Second of all, mercy, how to give to others. You have a big duty to do the thing. You cannot waste time, you don't have enough time and wasting energy. Prabhupada told it's an emergency. You know, Prabhupada tells it's an emergency. It means many people are waiting to take it. And we are not giving that. Somebody, every one of us see, you are reading with me in the right time. But since I got in later days, I used to come in the years of my life without Krishna consciousness. Because of that, how much trouble I underwent. How many souls still are waiting? They are not able to give it. Why? Because we are stretching our energy in different directions. Let us work together, develop all Vaishnava qualities, and go towards the positive direction and implement in Sajjana Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada's vision, and make all Vaishnava happy and peaceful.
Thank you. Any questions out there? Many times it so happens that even if we don't want, mentally at least we may offend Vaishnavas or something. How to prevent that?
Actually, there are offenses when you build our mind, word, and the kaya, manasa, putya. Body, word, and mind. Mind level is meaning level, less harmful. There we can easily complete. Because next is word out, next is body out. So, you simply, you get agitated, you start with strong bars and the sharp for third is fighting with them. Physical fighting. This is the secret. Therefore, first level, if you don't control it, it will come to the next level, word level fighting, and goes to the physical level. Kind of harming the body. And the simple solution in the mind level, once you easily control it, following the instruction properly. And all make this Vaishnava process very simple. You have to work like a doctor on a doctor. But in bring that quality, Satana Kalama said, Mahaprabhu told Krishna, all instruction are there. The way to solve all instruction are there. The main thing is, you have to follow very, very humble condition follow. All acharyas is considered themselves follow. They cause direction, how to behave like that. But if the particles are one, which is making us to offend, to other devotees. And seriously, when you are offering some devotees, first thing is you should go and ask them forgiveness or mentally serve them and other things. And at the same time, you see the context of what is making disturbing. And if you are really find something disturbing with other devotees which is making you to offend them, you go and approach them in a very Vaishnava way. Very clearly, Vaishnava way. Means, you go in a very humble mode. Whether it's a senior devotee or junior devotee, Prabhu, Sakra tells like that, Guru tells like that, and I may be wrong, I may not have understood correctly, but it looks like me little difficult, what you are doing is little not correct, whether I feel maybe it's wrong. I have made you at the most humblest way to approach the Vaishnava. What is causing you trouble, suffering, explain the things in the most humble Vaishnava. Certainly he is also Vaishnava, don't forget. And you should invoke his Vaishnava quality. When you are going for a different talking, you should be able to invoke their Vaishnava quality. Imagine, they are also having 80% or 70% material quality. They are advancing. Only 20%, 30% only Vaishnava quality is there. Like I also have 90-10% net quality, 90% material quality. Therefore, through combination when you are going, each one should try to be able to invoke the Vaishnava quality. That means when you are becoming very, very humble, consider yourself maybe wrong, and you go like this and discuss, other side Vaishnava, this is really wrong, sorry Prabhu, is correct. This is really mistake. This is not a mistake. If you wrongly understood, he tell what is the real situation. Wrong is started in no time. This is the best way. First approach to the concerned Vaishnava, whom you have the liquidity. And even if you don't do that, don't approach the third Vaishnava to download all the great things. And spoil his heart and mind and reverse and everything. Don't put all your garbage in the next person's house backyard. This is the worst thing. Even if you don't do the first thing, no problem, but don't do the second. You are feeling allergic also. For a period of time, maybe you will understand if you don't do the second thing. By the time you feel spoiled in other devotion, even if you understood rightly, you cannot correct others. This is a very simple way of dealing with the Vaishnava offenses. And other times we approach, please understand, very, very humble Vaishnava mode. I need not to put humble Vaishnava mode, Vaishnava is humble mode. But I hope to tell humble Vaishnava mode. Because your Vaishnava should be approached, your rascals will be like that. At the start, you also, you are working with material quality. When you call him a rascal, you see for an hour, you think, he also gets involved in the material quality, he says, you are also a rascal, you did not. Then he is a material platform. No more different than this platform. Then he is like a material fight. Then material loss of nature will work. And most people lost. So this is what feel all the devotion. Therefore, you know, that is right to Vaishnava mode. Vaishnava qualities in dealing with others. Don't involve the material quality. This is the right dealing of seeing the problem. And often thought in the very beginning you go there and meet. I know that. Even with the Maharaj. The same thing. It was a very nice time of suffering. Maharaj, I may be wrong, I am not clear. I went and approached. It was very positive answer. Which I understood wrongly. Any other question about? My thought.
Offenses
in three levels. Mind level, world level, body level. All are offenses. If you don't cut the mind level offenses, it will come to world level. And it will, you see, I need not tell, so much tell why I am sitting in meeting. All mind level offenses only have come to like a cold war. They call it, you know, Rajya Amanta, that is a cold war. They don't fight openly. But they do cold war. Like that, mind level offenses ends up in cold war. In a family also, if you don't deal the problem rightly settled, two members of the family will fight like anything, we don't know the reason. They are fighting in different quarter. The cooking is not right, this is not right, but the reason will be something else. Therefore, mind offenses also affect the people, and somewhere you know they are wrongly.
My question is,
your question is not counted at all. I thought it is counted. Answer is just now. No, in any yoga it is counted. Mind level offenses, you know very well that Rupa Goswami said, he was thinking of Radha Krishna partially, and that Brahmana was going, and he was thinking and going, and Krishna left the leaves and Radha was hanging under the thing. In the scene, he was seeing that. And on that he was laughing, the Brahmana thought he was laughing on me. Because of the all his thoughts went away. This is purely mental, not even mental offense. Even understood wrongly, he is thinking that he is offending. All his good thoughts went. Then he has to reach the Sanatana Goswami request, what happened? He might offend some Vaishnava. Then I don't know which Vaishnava offended, I didn't offend anybody. Then he over prasad and over Vrindavan. He is over prasad, still that the bad situation didn't come. Then again, he went and asked, okay, you check anybody can take prasad. He went and checked, oh, then Brahmana didn't take the prasad. You bring him and ask, what is the problem? He told, you lost like me when I was watching, and that is why I didn't take. Then he understood the ask for forgiveness. Is it not mental offense? It's certainly affected.
Any other questions? Offenses can be discriminated between Vaishnavas and non-Vaishnavas. Means by doing offenses, will it affect differently for Vaishnavas and non-Vaishnavas?
So, actually, offenses have. When you are doing for Vaishnava, it spoils the devotion. Because he tells in the 10 offenses, first offense is offending Vaishnava. And because of that, our devotion is lost. At least material people, if you do offend, only material loss, devotion will not be affected. It doesn't mean you have to offend. You have material loss with what? Not spiritual, nothing. But losing devotion is the worst part of our life. Because after a very, very long time, we are getting devotion. By some Vaishnava's mercy. And by offenses, we are losing that by our devotion. That's why offenses of Vaishnava is considered as like a mad elephant, Saitanam opposition. It kills the devotion totally. And but material loss also will affect, but it is affecting our body, our health, or something like that, the reaction will be there. But it doesn't affect the devotion. That's why the difference is there. Certainly it will also affect. But a Vaishnava has no curse in this world, offends anybody. It doesn't mean this offense is allowed. This also is reaction. Actually Vaishnava doesn't offend anybody. When he thinks everybody is a servant, it's a very foreign, how he offends others. When he is thinking boss only he can offend others. When he is thinking very lowest level, how he can offend others?
My question is quite similar to what Prabhu asked, but slightly different. Dealing with Vaishnavas is one aspect. When we are dealing with normal serving people outside, so most of us are working outside, and if we have been in a position of a boss in an organization, then should one be humbly and take it, or like there's an example of in proper sector where a security concern is coming to Gopal and saying, I'm trying to be humble and people are taking me. So you forgot to say something like you should lead with them the way they lead with you. So how does one try to discriminate in this country?
Actually I could understand the question. Being humble always means not necessarily speaking correct words and other things. Prabhupada is considered the most cumbersome one, but he called many times rascal. How he justifies? Because Prabhupada purpose is to correct the people and take them to Krishna consciousness. His words are used all for the purpose of increasing somebody's Krishna consciousness. For that purpose, when they are used, this is nothing wrong. And in one story also Prabhupada mentioned somewhere. You know the story of that Narada, some rishi went to forest. Some snake was tortured by the pilgrims and all those things. And Radha see why are torturing the snake, please. And the snake will be left. And children go and they tell the snake is harassing us. And trying to tell that we told the snake why are you disturbing all the people. Then he gave the mantra, Mahamantra. And he took the mantra and the snake went. But after some time he returned and he is asking, where is the snake? The village boy told, no, the snake is, first time when he go on, the snake tries to come and bite him. And the Narada inspector him, why are they trying to disturb, he gave the mantra and went. After 1 year when he came back, he saw that the village boy is wearing the snake and saw the snake is there, he is a disturber now. Therefore he is looking for it. But the boy told, no, the snake was king, he killed the mantra, it was better. Actually, what happened is the snake had come out and it become very sharpy and it doesn't offer to anybody. It comes only in the night time, takes the dry leaves and the palm fruits and eats such things, it doesn't come out daytime, like that it was cleaning. And the boys, when they found this snake is not at all biting or doing anything, they caught hold of the snake and tortured the maximum and almost killed and thought it's dead and went. But the snake got a life and went back and lived a very simple life. Then when he had the full, first when he asked the snake, why are you so lean and so much meat and all those things, the snake even forgot the offense of the human being. And it's telling nothing because I'm eating only this dry leaves and other things. Then what is happening when he entered, he remembers himself. Then he is telling, I told you not to bite, but I didn't tell you to what is called settle. I didn't tell you not to threaten them by calling. I never told you not to do this. And sometimes you have to do that, but you don't harass them. And you don't keep them meant for their goodness. And this is the story which relates to the thing. As a manager, if you are not telling anything, who will work with you? You know to work for everybody. And it's impossible. And sometimes you got to use the thing. And Bhishma also, when he's in deathbed, Bhishma is going and asking so many questions to the thing. And he's advising all things. And in that one instruction that I remember, relevant to this conduct, when king is advising, or senior is advising, or boss is advising juniors, he should not be too close or too away. If you are too close, familiarity grace condemns, they are not respect, they will not follow the instruction. If you are too away, they will totally be away from you, they will not understand you, and therefore you should keep a balanced stand between two levels, neither too close nor too away. And it's instructed in this song, how a king should deal with the subject. And similarly, any working environment, you are only going to apply some rules and regulations, and this is for your good, not out of your false ego. Very clear. You should not shout at because of false ego. There is a difference between controlling or fighting or shouting. Proper thought also feel everybody is tolerated because they know for their own welfare, proper is shouting. And father is shouting the children. And similarly, you should develop such a loving relationship with a subordinate. Whatever you shout, they should understand that this man is doing good for me. Even talking is for good for me. That is the way you should develop the relation, make the understanding. Then it's the way you are asking manager a technique. And if many people they take from Bhagavan such a manager a technique also. Because when you can find all the people in a right dealing, right mode, you are successful. Leader. And if you cannot deal rightly, right people, it's not applicable to everybody. Every individual has individual character. Somebody who is there for threatens, somebody who threatens and south, you corrupt. suffering sickly without the power. It varies, it's not a general statement. But ultimately your false ego does not play a role. Out of false ego, you shout that you take the all the burden. Your concern is only for helping them, then it gives a good result. Whether it's shout or fight or anything, it helps a good result.
I have not understood what is the meaning of committing an offense to other devotees. Is it that we hurt him or we mentally disturb him? Is that the definition? And also another thing is the offense committed only when the other person takes it as an offense? If we just carelessly ignore, if we say something or if we do something, then is that offense is not committed?
Offense means it can be done in any level. First of all, what is committing an offense means? You are, what is it? Whatever you, something others are, others balance of mind or words or thoughts. For example, now you are talking smoothly, other person also talks smooth. When you use rougher, your other side also rougher. That means the balancing is lost. It's a balance, but both are of course balanced, not half of balance. And mainly, that is called offense. When you are offending it, voice goes in high pitch, and mind goes in tension or depression, then mind level offense. Somebody may not express, but why is it there was some small incident yesterday, some incident happened, or somebody would have thought, I told Hare Krishna to this devotee, I don't know what happened to him, he didn't tell me Hare Krishna. It's real thing. And this devotee who was very depressed with all this, he didn't repeat the Hare Krishna. He went and told another senior devotee, see, he is not telling Hare Krishna to me. What happened to him? And this senior devotee said, why this devotee didn't tell Hare Krishna? Finally, I called the senior devotee, who didn't tell Hare Krishna? Who didn't tell Hare Krishna? He told, I am not thinking something seriously. I didn't know this story from him. I didn't think it's so serious matter that take so many five people turn, it took on this. So much discussion came because I didn't tell Hare Krishna. Never knew, understand I was some serious thought or something. I sorry from him, I didn't never know this. I don't know why it's taken such a big topic. Like that, when you are telling this is mind level, even it didn't happen. Second is a bit is a practical example. Today morning some half an hour discuss on this matter. This yesterday 30 minutes, today 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Today, how offenses are developed? You see, the devotee didn't clarify him, went and asked him, Prabhu, I am telling Hare Krishna, why are you not telling Prabhu, anything you can do, any offenses, please forgive me Prabhu, why are you not talking to me? The problem is started out there, sir. You took three people round. Still the problem is started out or not, I don't know. Devotee here means they might have understood what is happening. It's a simple solution. He told Hare Krishna, this devotee didn't know Hare Krishna, Prabhu, what is anything I did happens, I will do like that. Why are you not telling me Hare Krishna, did I do any offense, please fucking me? Please, what is the problem? Without telling that, it's going to break ground. Therefore, sometimes it happens with the coming medicine. Telling example, what is happens to me? Simple example, how it comes. But all the balance was to be least differ. Because it is the Hare Krishna, it's angry with me. And I don't know what is the reason. And he went to other devotees, he is depressed. Why this is happening? And he comes to home and imam. How it's getting spread. Also, another thing is mind, body, this thing. Second level, what is the person? Second person? No, even if it doesn't take also, happens has a value, reaction. Because it is not with the other person. For example, you are thinking some devotee about bad. It's a bad things or quality. Your devotion is affected. You cannot stand properly. If you have something bad about others, it has effect on you. You are telling you have problem. Even if he doesn't know. Instead he doesn't know. Yesterday he doesn't know. But it is affected because you are thinking He didn't tell Hare Krishna to him. He felt very offended. Because of the disturbance only, he is conveyed to so many people. Nothing. Only thing is, he didn't tell Hare Krishna back. He was very serious in a concern. He was thinking so many things. He didn't really notice that the reward thought of Hare Krishna. And how much he is affected. Because even if other person doesn't know, because of his thought, his mind is affected. Suppose that effect on even if others not getting knowing or offended, also it will allow you to grow without nullifying. It will end up in a next level of offenses. Therefore, any offenses will be cleared at the root cause level. It will not be allowed to grow at any cost.
Suppose
you are having offense and you want to forgive them or something also, the others are offending you.
It's a difference between devotees.
Okay.
And, out of humility, devotees do come and ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
And you want to get over it and ask for forgiveness. But you are not able to, so it affects the relationship.
Yes.
In turn, aren't you committing an offense by not
making it? Not forgiving them. Because you are not developing the Vaishnava quality, even if they don't ask forgiveness, you should not bother it. That is first level. And if they ask forgiveness, still you are not giving forgiveness, you are worse to people. You are not fitting the Vaishnava. And you should not take them to that level. Like Ambarish Maharaja, sir, Suvasamuni was falling on the leg of Ambarish Maharaja, he didn't allow him to fall down. He did such a big offense. But Ambarish Maharaja told him, No, don't do it and all those things. We didn't allow him to ask forgiveness. That's why when a Vaishnava, we should not allow other Vaishnava to come and ask forgiveness. That itself is lower level. And after asking forgiveness also, we should keep in mind. Very, you have to think very seriously. We are having lots of offenses in our mind. Therefore, the word is, should not carry all these negative points. And once you remove all that only, mind is clear. And we cannot stand with offenses in the mind, you cannot stand properly. And it spoils all the offenses. Therefore, you take the example of Ambarish Maharaja. He didn't allow Duvasamani to fall down and take him. Nothing wrong. He called him and immediately him. That's the quality of Vaishnava. Your Bhakti is his junior devotee. You understand that they are regretting and they are understanding coming for right path, you should encourage. And you should not take it as extraordinary big issue. And when they come means they are developing the Vaishnava quality. If they don't have Vaishnava quality means they will not come down to ask the forgiveness. And that is why they are coming to the Vaishnava platform. Then they are invoking your Vaishnava quality. Then you also come to Vaishnava quality. Even though material fighting for the things are material quality. Vaishnava doesn't fight. Therefore you fight for you develop the Vaishnava quality, that's perfect. And that is the way you can develop a relation, Vaishnava relation. Is that right? Thank you very much. Prima Bhavanam ki jai, Prabha ki jai.
Please be seated. There will be some announcements.